A circular window, a round hole with glass. Not very catchy. How about porthole? Makes a lot more sense. Here is Colin Bissett with the story behind the design of the porthole.
The archetypal ship's window has a beguiling charm, evoking the romance of transatlantic liners, and yet it originated for the benefit of battle. In the 15th century, King Henry VIII ordered cannons for his warships that were too large to be set at the front or back. Openings had to be cut in the sides of the ships, and the word port, from the French for door or opening, was used, quickly evolving into porthole. The circular shape has greater structural integrity than a square, meaning that banks of portholes don't compromise the strength of a ship's hull. This makes them perfect in applications of extreme pressure, such as submarines and space stations, replacing glass with acrylic or quartz to increase strength. In architecture, a circular window is known as an oculus, but the porthole motif found great favour during the Art Deco period, where anything referencing ocean liners was all the rage. The French were particular fans, with Pangusin scattering them liberally through his work of the 1920s, and Jean Prouvé in the 1940s using them en masse for his prefabricated tropical house design. French comedian Jacques Tati lampooned them in a 1950s film by making them look like eyes, a subtle dig also at the circular spectacles worn by architect Le Corbusier. In suburban homes across the world, the porthole window features in hallways and sitting rooms, familiar in many Australian bungalows. The circular shape is curiously appealing. Traditionally, the Chinese saw it as the shape of heaven, and moon gates are common features of traditional Chinese gardens. Like the porthole, it's difficult to resist looking through them. From English monarchs to French modernists and Chinese emperors, one could say the porthole is war and peace wrapped up in a single opening.
Colin Bissett there with the story of the porthole.